स्पिरिचुअल प्रोसेसेस, लाइक कर्म योगा, ज्ञान योगा, अष्टांग योगा एंड भक्ति योगा, दे ऑल आर प्रैक्टिस्ड बाय डिफरेंट पीपल फॉर डिफरेंट पर्पसेस. देर आर मेनी कर्मकांडीज हु परफॉर्म सैक्रिफाइसेस फॉर elevation to heavenly planets and for getting material facilities. And there are also karma yogis who offer their fruits as a sacrifice to God, and there are ashtanga yogis, many of them work for getting siddhis and powers, mystic powers. And the jnanis, they perform their spiritual practice to get shanti. Om shanti shanti shanti. So every one of them is aspiring for something or the other, and none of these people can actually attract the Lord. But Lord is only attracted by a bhakta or a devotee who loudly calls his name to take his shelter. Just like the child while in danger calls for the mother, and mother takes notice of the child and immediately comes to rescue. That is why the Lord is called as Bhakta Vatsala. You will never hear anywhere Lord called as Jnani Vatsal or Yogi Vatsal. Lord is called as Bhakta Vatsal. So that is why this chanting of the holy name is a loud call for the Supreme Lord, which is enacted on the spiritual platform, not on the physical or mental or intellectual or egoistic. So this surpasses all the platforms, and it is enacted on the spiritual platform. Just like the Gajendra was giving a loud call for the Lord when he was caught by the crocodile on his leg. So Lord Vishnu came and delivered him by sending the Sudarshan Chakra and cut off the neck of crocodile and delivered this Gajendra and took him back to spiritual world. Similarly, we are in the ocean of Kali Yuga, which is a ocean of faults. Wherever you turn around, you can find so many impurities in this age. So no other method is as effective as the loud call of the holy name of Krishna in this age. Nobody can be a jnana yogi or ashtanga yogi or karma yogi in the city nowadays. You cannot attract the attention of the Lord other than calling out the holy name. That is why the Shastra say, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau nastyaiva 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 gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Na astyeva, na astyeva, na astyeva. Three times it is said. But only Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam. The only way by which one can become liberated from this dangerous material world and attain the lotus feet of the Lord, the safe shelter of the Lord, the only way is the chanting of the holy name. Three times it is said. Just like sometimes a mother tells the milk wala, dood wala, three times. She first tells him, get one more packet tomorrow. And then she will again tell him, don't forget, bring one more. And then when that fellow is going from the upstairs, she will shout, hey, don't forget. Remember, I told you one more you should bring tomorrow. So three times if you say something, nobody will forget it. So that's why it is said, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gataranyata. Not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga can one attract the Lord. So we should always keep this in mind when we are chanting the holy name. That what I am doing now, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is actually a call. Oh, energy of the Lord, Srimati Radharani. Oh Krishna, supremely attractive. Please engage me in your eternal loving devotional service, and please kindly give me retirement from my service to Maya. That is the meaning. So we should have a desire to become retired from Maya and become engaged in Krishna service. That's the meaning of this prayer. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki.
Hare.